speed and delivery has much improved, but we
Your timing is much better. Yes.
We still have a lot to work on, and I'm really excited for what the future of the show has.
Oh, I am too. I'm fully committed now. So you had best stick around. I tell you, if you really want to improve your skills, come in about an hour early, Monday through Friday, and have Rick do some take you to broadcasting school briefly in Studio One, like he did me.
Interesting.
Oh, it was tough, man. It was tough. He beat out of me so many bad habits that I developed over the years that I wasn't even aware of. Yeah, he's a great teacher, great mentor, Rick Peters. All right, that's enough of that.
All right. Okay, we are going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we will go to the phone lines 272-9228. If you are holding on the line, feel free to hold or call back or any of that good stuff. Back in just a minute. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Murray.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Thunderstorms have brought a renewed threat of flooding to parts of Kentucky ravaged by high water just a week ago. The National Weather Service issued a flood watch through Sunday evening for nearly the entire state. Some places could receive up to 3 inches of rain by tonight, and the storm system not expected to let up until at least Saturday evening. Due to unsafe drival conditions, Governor Andy Beshear did cancel visits to two flood-ravaged counties today. Many residents are still waiting for their utilities to be restored. Police investigating the killings of four people in the small northeast Nebraska city of Laurel have arrested a neighbor of the victims. 42-year-old Jason Jones, arrested on suspicion of homicide. The Dow is down 35 points and the NASDAQ down 129. This is SRN News.
You were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out? You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Heat and humidity will be the big story for the next few days right on through the weekend. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s with triple-digit heat indices and only widely scattered hit-or-miss storms today and tomorrow, isolated in nature, with a low tonight 74, Saturday's high 95. Storms become a little bit more numerous again by Sunday afternoon and evening. Random scattered storms. Sunday's high mid-90s again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are looking for a person of interest in a murder. Authorities want to question 57-year-old Curtis King about the killing of Enrico Coleman that happened in the 4300 block of Woodley Square West on March 28th. Curtis King is urged to contact the Montgomery Police Department as soon as possible. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Auburn quarterback T.J. Finley is scheduled to practice today as the Tigers open fall camp despite his arrest on a charge of attempting to elude Auburn police. Finley turned himself in to police. He was booked but released after making his $3,000 bond. Head football coach Brian Harsin confirmed Finley will practice later today. The Montgomery DA's office partnered with the Street Life Community Development Corporation and Bible Fellowship Apostolic Church for a back-to-school explosion today. Free backpacks and school supplies were given out. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie here in this final hour, Straight Talk with April Marie. I think we worked through our technical difficulties.
Certainly have. I'm about to pick up some old bad habits again, April Marie. It's turned into a real stressful Friday, but it looks like everything going to work out.
There you go.
Can you dig it?
All right, let's go to Barbara. We've got several people on the line. Barbara's been holding the longest. We'll get to you in the order you called. Hold tight. Hi, Barbara.
Good afternoon. First of all, Sweet Creek, please, 6-9.
Got you covered.
Second of all, I've been listening to this station since it went way back when they were even AM. So, of course, I used to listen to Don Markwell, and then, of course, I went to Dan Morrison. And mine is on from the time I get up in the morning till probably 7 o'clock. Sometimes I listen to you reruns, but I don't hear you during the day. So, but what's funny is what you said earlier. This is work like a dog. No, dog. What did you say it was?
It's work like a dog.
Work like a dog.
Work like a dog day. Yes.
Okay, I've said that all my life. And when
really?
I said it, I meant, you know, I thought somebody was working really hard. But when Sky said that, I thought, a dog don't work hard. What does a dog do 90% of the time? Lay around and sleep like a cat. But that just hit me, and it was so funny because I said that so-and-so works like a dog. That wasn't a compliment.
It's supposed to mean hard working, but we...
Our dogs are spoiled now.
Your dogs are so spoiled. Maybe they don't work. They don't work hard.
No, not at all. About like cats, like I said. But anyway, enjoying the show. And yes, you are. You're coming in 10 times better than to begin with. So.
Woohoo!
Thank you, Barbara. Good. Appreciate
you. Good luck. Have a good weekend, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank
Appreciate you.
All right. Let's go to Jean. Hi, Jean.
How y'all doing today?
We are doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm riding around.
Turn your radio down.
We're jogging, enjoying this hot day, but I do have an air-conditioned tractor.
Okay.
There you go. Everybody needs air conditioning right now at this moment.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's 3 years I finally could afford one. Somebody, son of a Kennedy, all his witty sayings. I actually work with a comedian, and his logo and what all his comedy is based on is he goes by as Southern, not stupid.
Southern, not stupid. That's fair. Don't let the let the accent and the idioms fool you. Just because you're Southern doesn't mean you're stupid.
And about every comedy club I've ever been in, the butt of the joke would be about you being from Alabama. When they find out Alabama, I hear a lot of it.
Yeah. I grew up there, Gene. I can certainly relate. So, like, since they hear your accent, they want to deduct 20 IQ points. Sure.
Oh, yeah. But it starts up a lot of conversations everywhere I go about my accent, where I'm from, so I enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how about putting me in a sweet freak?
Okay, Gene, what's those numbers?
384.
Gene, got you covered. You're lucky number 11.
And another way, right. I had somebody that worked like a dog. I always say it was when you were working hard, somebody was riding you like a reining mule. They would wear you out.
I use that one.
Yes, sir. All right.
Absolutely.
You too, Gene. Appreciate the call.
All right. Our next guest is on the line. Paul DeMarco. I can't see what White Duke is calling about. What is White Duke calling
about? He's looking for some more information, or has a comment on the Tallapoosa County killer, the one that the 12-year-old bit through her.
Let's go to him real quick before we go to Paul.
All right. White Duke, you're up.
Hey, Duke, what's up? Girl, how are you? I'm doing okay. I was just curious. They won't tell you if that guy was an illegal alien in that Tallapoosa thing.
No, he was illegal.
He was
illegal. He was illegal, and he had been deported twice, is what they came out and said today.
Okay, I didn't hear that. But anyway, can I get in on Sweet Creek?
Sure. Absolutely. Can. What's your numbers, White Duke?
It's 888.
All right.
Coming around the corner.
That's easy for me to remember, too.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you go. I know you got them, guests. Right. Hey, I listened to you on Saturdays. I listened to the reruns. So anyway, and they took Joey off. He owed me off. But anyway, okay. Y'all have a great
week. We're glad you listened to us.
We're glad you listened to us.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's get into this with Paul DeMarco. Paul, welcome to the program.
Glad to be with you. Happy 1-year anniversary.
Thank you. What he was calling about was this. It is this absolutely disgusting case out of Tallapoosa County, where an illegal immigrant who had previously been deported was found to have murdered his girlfriend and one another child. I don't know that it's been declared if that was a boy or a girl that he murdered, but he murdered the mother and the child, and then took the 12-year-old, drugged her, and kept her tied to a bedpost for over a week. I'm so sickened by this.
Whether it's the violent crime from folks who illegals who cross the border, whether it's the fentanyl, whether it's the human trafficking, this administration looks that aside because they want the power of having folks cross the border, and they feel that will be in the best interest of the Democratic Party. Now, of course, they think it's just all about Hispanics, but look what's happening. You have citizen voters, United States citizens who are Hispanic, who are saying, no, we're going to vote Republican because we don't like what's going on at the border. We don't like how it is helping destroy the communities on the border, and why you've seen the hypocrite mayor of New York and the hypocrite mayor of Washington, D.C. say, we need help because of what the governor of Texas is sending, putting folks on a bus and sending them. So it shouldn't be surprised to see this is part of the problem. Obviously, we have a bigger crime problem than just this, but this is another symptom of when you have an open border and you allow people to cross the border regardless, and you let them go free, just like you saw in San Francisco with a young lady that was killed by the illegal who should never have been in the country in the first place.
Well, you know, we have these Democrats around the country who say that their towns are sanctuary cities, or maybe using the phrase that Mayor Woodfin uses in Birmingham, they're welcoming cities. And then they ignore the crisis at the border, and they act as though the governors of, say, Arizona and California and Texas, they just, those locals who are being inundated, they just need to shut up and accept their reality. I think this is a good wake-up call for them.
Well, I remember there was a statement in Birmingham when they said, look, they're like, don't cooperate with ICE. And they're like, well, we have more important things to do. And it's like, okay, tell that to this family. Tell that to the victims, the family of this victim. They have more important things to do than cooperate with ICE when it comes to going after individuals like this who should never have been in the country. And here we go again. It's a broken record. But they want to demonize ICE. How many times have you heard the Washington, D.C. about let's dismantle ICE, let's get rid of ICE, let's go after after them? Well, here are the results when you do that. What happened in Tallapoosa County, this tragic murder of this mom and son.
Yeah, it is horrifying. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we will get into more issues, including some of the additional goings on related to criminal justice here in Alabama. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie, former state representative and current chairman of the Jefferson County GOP, Paul DeMarco, on the line. Back in just a minute.
Coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator like ourselves who will walk hand in hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer, it's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
For all those do-it-yourselfers, at Froggy Bottom Materials, we're here to help. You have the vision to refresh your lawn or hardscapes, and you want to get it done. But let's face it, there are some jobs where you may need a little assistance. That's where we can help. Whether it's your driveway, parking pads, poolscapes, or fill-ins, front lawn, or backyard, Froggy Bottom Materials has just what you need. So give us a call at 334-215-3704. Visit froggybottommaterials.com or come see us on Highway 80 East in Pike Road.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, good afternoon.
Beautiful April Friday Marie afternoon here. With April Marie.
It is a beautiful Friday afternoon. David Ernest on the line. It's been a little bit since we talked to David, the man himself. How's it going, David?
Fantastic, April. We have been so busy. You know, it's just been phenomenal, the amount of phone calls we've been getting. And I think a lot of people... people are starting to see what the Democrats are really trying to do. And, you know, it's very, very concerning, especially this Inflation Reduction Act. It's really an act, a bad act, in my opinion. Why? Because they're going to raise taxes indirectly. It's going to be called pass-through. It is going to be a bad situation. You know, folks really, really need to start getting equipped to avoid the taxes, whether it's defer them or make them make their investments tax-free, and also to protect their assets, because with the stock market environment and potentially having a lost decade coming at us again, we don't know what's going to happen. We do know that the rates have been so high for so long that they probably got to bounce back down and even out. And if they do that, that could be in some bad situations. If these taxes go up under this Inflation Reduction Act, we know that's not going to be good for the stock market, not one bit. So, yeah. You know, it's just a bad situation. And overall, I hate to say this, but, you know, there's just some bad acts going on here. It looks like, I just got an email from someone said it looks like it's going to pass because they've got everyone in line now to vote yes. It looks like it's definitely going to pass.
Well, what can you do to help our listeners who may be uncertain about their financial future?
Well, they can give us a call at 334-279-7431 to start with. That's 334-279-7431. Or they can go to retirewithearnest.com. That's retirewithearnest.com. And they can sit down in front of us for a no obligation, zero fee. We never charge fees at Earnest Financial. We only deal with the companies that pay us. In other words, you don't pay us. The companies that we do business with pay us. That's called a commission structure. So it really doesn't come out of you know, you don't have to pay anything. So not up front. So essentially, you know, we deal with some pretty gigantic bonus products and, of course, the stock market. We've got some products that if you come and see me, you're probably not going to believe the rates of returns they can pay now. There's just been some tweaking recently because of these interest rate increases that have caused the rates to go through the ceiling. Yes, they have. And the bonuses to go through the ceiling at the same time that the stock market was dropping through the floor. So, you know, you need to have more information. And just give us a call, and we'll tell you all about it. 334-279-7431 or retirewithearnest.com.
Well, thank you so much for calling, David. It's been a little while since we heard from you, and I hope we hear from you more next week.
Hopefully you will. It's like I said, we're so busy right now. Mostly Aaliyah and Rusty have been handling the calls because I've been so busy trying to talk to everybody about how they can save their assets, you know, and glad to do it and glad to occasionally be able to talk to you guys. But, you know, the good thing is a lot of people are listening and paying attention, and a lot of people are going to save a lot of money by coming over to Earnest Financial.
All right. Well, thank you so much, David. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, David. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Let's go back to Paul DeMarco. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Kimberly.
All right. Wanted to talk a little bit about other things going on. We've got and I've been kind of looking into this, a prisoner suing the state for the plan to build more prisons. What? Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, I have. I have read that. And here's what we've got. We've got both prisoners, and you've got groups around the state, including right there in Montgomery, some of these advocacy groups who do not want any more prisons built because they don't believe in imprisonment. But if you look at the way they have handled the criminal justice system, they don't want folks going to prison.
just like around the country. No bail, no bond, expungement laws, where basically someone can create, be convicted of some sort of felony and then go ask a judge to have that removed from the record. Well, let me ask you a question. If you were a bank and someone, you were looking to hire someone and they had been convicted of some sort of fraud or embezzlement, would you want to know that if you were going to hire them?
Absolutely.
This is part of, it's a bigger picture about what's going on in our criminal justice system. These district attorneys around the country that have they've gotten elected who are destroying our criminal justice system, whether it's New York or Los Angeles, San Francisco, they threw that bum out. We all need to be paying attention to what's going on in the courthouses with our judges, district attorneys, and what's going on in the legislature when some legislators want to weaken our criminal justice system. So, yes, they want to stop these prisons, the governor's efforts to build these two new prisons. And this is part of a broader picture of that.
It's almost unreal. So it's we want to stop the building of the prisons because our real problem isn't the facilities. The real problem is the security and the bad things going on with the corrections officers. And it's as if they can't imagine how new facilities would attract new corrections officers and would provide updated digital, cameras and security system and that sort of thing, extra space. And so it is unreal. Like I said, I was looking last night, I was looking into information about specifically the individual who brought the lawsuit, who committed a murder when, a vicious murder. He murdered a man and then beat the wife with chains. That is the defendant, that is the person who is suing the state over the prisons because he says new prisons aren't going to help. And I can't wrap my head around anybody taking seriously the idea that prisoners know what's best.
Well, again, remember, it's not just prisoners. You have advocacy groups who have fought building these new prisons, who do not want to see any new prisons built in the state, who do not want to see more people put in prison, because they want to weaken the criminal justice system. It's part of a bigger picture out there that's going on not only around the country, but right here in Alabama.
Yeah, it is. It is a whole different thing. Are you going to be going to the ALGOP dinner in Montgomery?
I will. Look forward to seeing everyone next weekend right there in Montgomery.
There's going to be Christy Nome, Herschel Walker, Lynn Finch. It's quite the star-studded lineup for an ALGOP meeting.
Well, obviously it's a big year. Everybody's watching the midterms and watch what's going to happen with these midterms. We know the presidential election of 2024 is going to start 12:01 the next day.
So do not get me
seeing a lot of presidential candidates.
Do not get me started. Did you hear or see or hear of the Liz Cheney ad where former Vice President Dick Cheney says that Trump is the biggest threat to America today?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to help in that election.
I know.
I mean, here's the problem. I haven't paid attention to these hearings, or Liz Cheney for that matter, but has she had the focus on Democrats in this administration and how a disaster it has been, whether it's been Trump or the border or the economy, as much as the focus on this committee. We know this committee is about politics. It's all just about politics and distracting from the real issues. But the problem is she got sucked in with it and is helping them with their charade of focusing on January 6th. As opposed to the real issues that matter to Americans right now, trying to take care of their families and save money for their retirement and travel and crime and public safety. So she's just put part of it, and they've loved having her part of it. So I don't think that's going to help him with her campaign and her election that's coming up in August.
Not even a little bit, not even at all. All right. Tell our listeners where they can find you. They can find your weekly columns, follow you on social media.
Alabama Today, every week, as well as on Twitter at @Paul_DeMarco.
You got it. All right. Thanks, Paul. I really appreciate you taking the time to call in today.
Have a great day and great weekend.
Thank you. All right. That was former State Representative Paul DeMarco. And we are going to take our quick break. When we come back, we'll get to the phone lines and we'll get our weekly Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing. Derek, you have been incredibly patient. We'll be right with you right after this break. Hold tight.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry right here on Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. I want to talk about something a little bit boring today. We're talking about appraisals. We normally charge $100 for a full appraisal for your insurance, but for Blue Water, we have a special called a shorty where we'll do appraisals for you. It's a short appraisal for $20 for your first 10 appraisals, $10 for the next additional appraisals. It's a terrific way to catalog all the items you have and make sure you're not losing your mind later on, and a great way for estate planning. Thank you.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free. ramp.com/free.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Heat and humidity will be the big story for the next few days right on through the weekend. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s with triple-digit heat indices and only widely scattered hit-or-miss storms today and tomorrow, isolated in nature, with a low tonight 74, Saturday's high 95. Storms become a little bit more numerous again by Sunday afternoon and evening. Random scattered storms. Sunday's high mid-90s again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's just not the same when you can't see me dancing to the music.
I know. I miss so much when we're not able to do the video feed. All kind of adventures and acrobatics going on over there.
There really is.
Wouldn't believe what I see sometimes.
I crack myself up. All right, let's go to Derek, who's been patiently waiting on the line. Papa B, you're on deck.
This is Derek.
Oh, my bad. I heard Derek.
That's okay. I played baseball with a guy named Derek. He's better than I was. I'm not going to hold him. Regardless.
Welcome to the show, Eric.
I was a shortstop, and I was recruited to go to the St. Louis Cardinals, but I didn't go because I was in love with a girl named April.
Oh, my. Nice. What a tragic story.
No crap. I was like, are you kidding me? And then this young lady on the radio, and I'm thinking, and I've always loved the name, and I guess I always will, but regardless, I should have taken up on the offer, but regardless. My nephew lives in South Padre, which is down in Brownsville, Texas. And let me put this out there to these so-called Democrats. I want you to listen to what I'm about to say, because he is fixing to go to work for the Border Patrol. In fact, he's enrolled, and it's like a 16-week program now because they've upped the ante because of the COVID. You people that live in Tallapoosa County, I want you people to know that we're, regardless, and I feel so horrible for what happened up there, but regardless, these people had better get a grip. But now, what my recommendation, I love the fact that they're sending all these buses D.C., I want to spread it, not in Florida, Alabama, but you know, there's one thing that I did find out, and therefore you can do your homework, and Alabama's DHR does not accalliate, I've never been able to say the word, accalliate fund for sanctuary. Did you know? I didn't know that. I did my homework on that aspect part of it, but this is what needs to be done, and I commend Abbott for what he's doing, and I'm praying to the good Lord above that we can get control of the House and the Senate. I know for a fact that we'll take the White House. There's no question about that. And now DeSantis is under fire because, you know, he's standing. I thought a governor was defending the state or her state. You know,
he is.
Damn, the government has no right in coming in here and telling us, well, you know what? We're going to transport people to have abortions into your state. And no, that's not what democracy is. That's nothing to do with democracy. That's got nothing to do with it. I mean, and they want to turn Florida blue instead of red. You know,
Florida is leading the way in the nation for what it takes to push back on this utter and complete nonsense, calling a spade, and these guys out there who are shoving their liberal ideology down the throats of Americans, they didn't see Ron DeSantis coming, and I couldn't be more excited to support him.
Amen. I tell you what, I applaud you, girl. I tell you what, you and your compadre there, y'all got a lot of y'all have a lot of spunk, and I'm gonna tell you what, this country and this state, well, I think we're pretty safe in Montgomery and around central Alabama, but we need this to spread like a virus, not corona, but this needs to spread. And I think it's sinking in to the people listening. I mean, get out and vote. Don't sit on your thumb. Get out and make your opinions heard, because don't complain. Don't say one word about it. And they keep, gas prices are dropping and falling. Well, my goodness. I mean, you consider $4.10 a gallon a drop? No, it was $2.10 when Trump left office. So let's don't go there. I mean, that's just a fallback. Put me in at 617.
What was that number again?
617.
Gotcha. Eric. Covered, Eric. Thank you.
Not Derek, Eric.
Gotcha.
Eric. We got you, Eric. All right. Thanks for calling, love. Now to Papa B. How's it going, Papa B?
And Papa B is right there standing by. There he is.
There we go. All right. April Marie, I appreciate you letting me talk real quick about the missions team at our church. From time to time, they have a fundraiser. And these guys, they go into South and Central America, third world countries, and build churches. Now, they yeah, they can self-fund, you know, but it's pretty expensive, so they will have a smoked meats sale from time to time, and they're doing it again this Saturday. And all of the proceeds go only to the missions efforts, nowhere else, no other division of proceeds. And I can tell you from personal experience, the ribs are off the hook, as are the Boston butts and the pork tenderloins. So between, I think they start cooking tonight, and then, you know, usually by around 12 o'clock, they're sold out on Saturday. So anyway, they're at Bethel Worship Center, Highway 231, up above the Julia Tutwiler Prison. It's about 2 miles on the left past the prison. So, you know, if the church doesn't work out for you, maybe prison isn't on.
You got all the alternatives covered there. Conveniently located.
We got alternatives.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Lord, anyway, have mercy.
One stop shopping there.
You know, I've been trying to talk the pastor into maybe having an inquisition room in the back. You know, with one of those stretchers, or you know, some other way to round up sinners and make them confess and everything. But he just won't do it.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
No.
All right. Well,
I
appreciate it. Bethel Worship Center, 231, up above Julie Tutwiler on the left.
Great call.
You got it. Thank you, love.
Thank you, Bob B. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right. Are you ready to do our random number generator?
Is it time for the $60 Sweet Creek drawing, April Marie?
As a matter of fact, it's not time. It's past time.
Schedule. Yes. All right. Let me, Ringo, are you ready? Sir Ringo Schwartz, our house drummer.
Well, no, I am not ready.
Oh, you're not ready. Well, we'll just do it. Settle down, Ringo.
Hold on 1 second. I gotta put that number 13 in, and I gotta hit start. And here we go. Okay, tell me when it's up.
All right, Ringo, hit it. Stop.
Number 11.
Call today. That is Jean. Big winner, Jean, number 11.
Boom. There you have it. Jean, call us back. You are the winner. Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing for this week. While we are waiting for Jean to call back, 272-9228, in case you lost our number, let's go to Mr. Ed.
Here he is.
Hey, Mr. Ed.
Yeah. Mr. April. Mr. You got some rules. I don't know if I can abide by them, but I thank you for taking my call. I've lived a very colorful life in the Army for 22 years, and one of my first sergeants would say, I am happy as dead pig in the sunshine.
Happy as a dead pig in the sunshine. All right.
And
what is that supposed to mean?
Never heard that one before.
It took me 10 years to figure out what he was talking about. A dead pig in the sunshine, his lip curls up.
Oh, right.
And he was a Southern boy, and it was his favorite term. I'm happy to dead pig in sunshine. That was it.
It is.
That's apparently a new
one for us.
I like first sergeants. First sergeants are free. Anyway, I was at Sweet Creek yesterday and bought a bushel of corn.
Oh, good. I only love corn. I didn't realize they even had. I guess I just haven't seen a picture. Is it good?
It is. It was for my father, actually. He learned that you can microwave it.
Mm.
You stick the entire corn on the cob in the husk in the microwave for 5 minutes, comes out perfect. I never thought about it.
Me either. I love corn on the cob. It's one of my favorite meals.
But, ma'am, about a this is an interesting legal issue which you might want to ponder. A U.S. D.C. Circuit Court ruled that you can be court-martialed in the Army or the military after you've retired for a crime you did not commit while you're on active duty.
Huh.
And that's amazing. I never thought about that, but it happened.
I did not either.
So I'm kind of walking on eggshells here for all the crimes I committed in my life.
That statute of limitations.
So y'all have a great day.
All right.
You
Mr. Ed there. With some
Mr. Ed.
Some troubling right. revelations, you might say.
Wait, Gene, you are the winner of this week's Sweet Creek.
Par market drawing. $60 to spend at.
$60.
Yeah.
You know what we're doing?
I'm hoping you'll tell me.
We are bringing in the good news, just like our good friends over there at the Gazette.
Alabama Gazette.
The Alabama Gazette.
Conservative alternative newspaper serving central Alabama proper, all the way from Lake Martin to the Wiregrass, Auburn to Selma. Seriously, you no longer have to put up with the agonizers' left-wing wokeness. There is the Alabama Gazette serving you. Their banner is God, Family, and Country. They're pro-life, pro-family, pro-America. You're not going to get any of that.
No apologizing for our country?
No. And a lot of local flavor as well, April Marie. A lot of human interest stories. The paper always has a full military section, a veteran section highlighting those who served and sacrificed in the military. And you can submit someone to be honored thusly in the Alabama Gazette. All the writers are volunteers. They don't get paid. It is a labor of love, and it fills a desperate need here in central Alabama to have a conservative voice newspaper.
Absolutely.
And they deserve your support as well. It couldn't be easier to subscribe. You can call 356-6700 or just go to alabamagazette.com. Again, 356-6700. Lastly, I was just looking at the Southern Cuisine section. Chef David Spooner puts that together. Outstanding. And it's so, some of these recipes are so simple, even I could, well, I could attempt it at least. But really, really great publication.
Well, I just want to encourage you to try out the recipes and then bring them on in.
Yeah, well, you know it's done. I'm finished cooking when the smoke alarm goes off. So I'll look for one that doesn't require actual stove or oven.
Sure.
Oh, here's one now. And a pasta wraps. That'll be good.
Okay. There you go.
So I've got some for everybody.
All right. We're going to take a quick break before we get to our last segment. 272-9228. Call if you want to talk about any of the things we've discussed this week. And call if you are Gene, who called earlier, so that you can claim your Sweet Creek Farm Market prize. Back in just a moment, you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on 31 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, Alabama is here to help you. Danny and the gang wants you to know a lot of people are going through tough times right now. Everything, the inflation, gas prices, you name it, it's all going up. Hey, if you need a loan, it's time to pawn. Stop by Danny and the gang at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Not only will they offer you more on your pawn merchandise, but at a very low interest rate. That's High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I think I'm going to survive today, April Marie.
I messaged Jay and said, can we please use the last 2 hours? Yeah. Please, for the love of all the listeners, can we please leave?
Yeah, that first
So
hour.
When you leave, will you follow up on that for me?
I absolutely will. that's a great suggestion, April Marie. That was tough, but we got through it.
We did. Did you get my photograph?
I did. The glamper. The battle cruiser at the campground
Okay, so the glamper is set up. It's ready and waiting for me. It's got the chairs outside. It's got the firewood neatly underneath the chair. It's parked in its spot. It is just awaiting our arrival. How freaking cool is that?
Pretty good, yeah.
And I want to tell you, the smell from my kitchen is to die for at this moment.
What you working on there, April Marie?
So what I did is I went last night, and I think I told you this. I went and I came up with all the meals that we're going to use for the weekend.
But you didn't tell me exactly what you were going to prepare.
We've got grilled Kanukta sausage with green beans and it as a aluminum foil.
Stew kind of thing. You just throw it in the fire.
Stew. Yeah. Yep. To warm it up. So the meat's already cooked there. You just got to warm it up. Then we have basically the equivalent of that as a breakfast. So we've got bacon, cubed potatoes, salt and pepper, and an egg. And they have this great, so I found, these great camp things. And it says, you don't want to go traveling with your eggs and all that stuff. So you go ahead and pre-beat them and then put them into empty water bottles, put the water bottles in the cooler, and all you have to do is pour the egg mixture for your breakfast over the eggs, and you don't have to worry about traveling and putting eggs in the fridge and dealing with it all the next day.
That's a great idea.
So when I get out of my room here, I'm going to have eggs, in little containers. And then
over with that, April Marie. Okay.
And then
explaining to do. Yeah.
Camping mac and cheese, which you boil the noodles here, so you don't have to deal with that part of it there. And then you just melt it with milk, chicken, and cheese over the fire. And if it looks like it's not going to rain but one night, but if it does, we we'll just throw in the oven in the camper. But that one's got pasta, chicken, Alfredo sauce, lots of stuff, but everything is pre-cooked. Except the cheese.
You are a master of logistics and planning. Man.
With some things, it is.
Yeah, with some things.
With some things. And so we've got all of the things for I think I told you two things of s'mores, one regular s'mores, and one the campfire
special
dessert that comes in the and the ice cream cones. And then lots of fruit because we want to stay hydrated on our hikes. Yeah. And water, and I packed a lot of I bought a bottle of ibuprofen just for the trip.
Oh, you're going to need that. For sure.
I got a fresh package of liquid IV to mix into my water.
Man.
And we're as ready to go as we're going to get.
You got everything but a lifeboat. I mean,
this week was a good week in terms of me getting things together. So the kids start school. The day they sent the notifications of after school activities, I've got my daughter and my son in soccer. And then I've got my son is doing, he's doing I think he's doing art, and my daughter is doing, I forget what her other activity is. And then we're going to put them both in music classes. We got a whole thing, and it's almost done. It's almost all wrapped up.
When you get started, you just don't stop.
The problem is that I procrastinate.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm aware of that, April Marie. But once you get started, one foot goes forward, look out. It's on.
Right? Okay, so I want to remind you guys about a couple things happening in Montgomery. Our Alabama Republican Party Summer Dinner. You can get tickets at ALGOP, that's ALGOP.org. They've got Kristi Noem, Herschel Walker, Lynn Fitch, who is the Attorney General of Mississippi, our very own Barry Moore, Katie Britt, Will Ainsworth, and Steve Marshall.
All-star lineup. Herschel Walker.
All-star lineup for sure. And then the August luncheon for the River Region Republican Club is the same day as our party at Sweet Creek, August 23rd, with Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth.
What time does that kick off?
That's a noon at the Farmers Market Cafe.
No conflicting schedule. Good.
No. So what you can do, guys, is you can go to that at noon, and then you can just catch the replay on later in the evening.
Perfect.
On your way home from Sweet Creek. Montgomery County Republican Executive Committee, Thursday, August 25th. I'm reading all of this off of the Montgomery County Roundup. So if you haven't signed up for the Roundup, you can just go to the Montgomery County GOP, either their website or their Facebook, and get all the things.
Perfect.
There you go.
That is a very good description. And please don't forget, Tuesday. That'd be a week from Tuesday. August 23rd, Sweet Creek, 6 p.m., April Marie's one-year anniversary party. I want you to come on out and get to meet you, put some faces with names. Should be an exciting time. And we'll feed you, too.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun and an adventure. I haven't decided what I'm gonna wear.
Well, I can't help you with that, April Marie. I'm a fashion disaster from way back.
You know what? I'm not gonna argue with that.
Wait a minute now. I can say that. You can't. No. Why are your 93.1 News Talk shirt? That way everybody will see you coming.
Absolutely.
I know not. I'm going to wear mine. You know, I'm only in this business for the fashion, April Marie.
Do you have a News Talk shirt now?
It is being made as we speak. I told you I went shopping last night and picked out some shirts.
Where did you go shopping?
Belk.
Okay, that's fair. Do you know where I got all of mine?
No, I don't.
Well, I see all but... A couple are like not your traditional, but I got mine at a Bass Pro Shop.
Okay. Well, I like to go over to Belk, and Miss Inez helps me over there, and she is a wonderful listener to the program as well. So,
all right. Well, we're about to hand off the studio.
Here comes the lovely Rosie and Greg Bedell. Lovely Rosie.
And we will be back again, not tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be in the woods. We'll be back again Monday with a full accounting of how long I lasted in the woods. Plus, unless I get eaten by a bear, in which case it becomes Straight Talk with Sky Mosley.
And I called it. I called the bear. Okay.
And
I
got dibs, you guys, on that. Just...
Yeah, we'll hear about your glamping adventures on Monday.
I am so excited. You have to show Rosie my little setup there. I'm so excited about my little setup. It's silly.
Campfire vision. All right.
It's there, baby. All right. Till next time, you guys have a great weekend and stay out of trouble.